Canto 28. The truth about the life poor mortals lead today had been expounded by the one who turns my mind to paradise. I need say only how, after the thing was done, I was like someone who, lit from behind, can see before he thinks a torch's flame there in the mirror, and turns round to find, if glass tells truth, and finds both flames the same, agreeing with each other like a song with its own measure. So my memory records. I did then, gazing deep and long once more into the fair eyes that for me were love's noose, fashioned for my capture. Then I turned again, and my eyes were met by what must appear to the observer when he looks hard at the spinning in the sky of the sphere. There I saw a point that so streamed sharp light that the eyes on which it burns must close, pierced by its force. No star we know, even the least from which our sight returns, but would not seem a moon if put beside that brilliant point like star with star combined. And as a halo closely will abide with that light which supplies it but refined through air most dense, so maybe just as near, about this point a fiery circle wheeled so fast that even the most rapid sphere which girds the world would have been forced to yield the palm for speed. The primum mobile, I mean, was slow compared to this, and this was circled by another the same way, and then both by a third. Analysis revealed a fourth and fifth, and then two more, the seventh spreading so wide that Iris, the rainbow, Juno's herald, would be sore put to contain it even if complete. And then there were two more again. Yes, nine, all told, and each in movement the less fleet, the more removed it was in this design from that first one, flame clear beyond compare, because, I thought, less distant from the pure initial spark, and thus with the best share of all the truth it held. Keen but unsure I must have seemed, because my lady said, "The heavens and all nature both depend from that point. No, the inner ring is sped so swiftly by the burning without end of love." And I said, "If the universe were set out in the order that these wheels conform to, then the clean match would disperse my doubts about the scheme your speech reveals as heavenly. But in the world of sense, we can't help seeing that the circles are always the more divine the further hence from our own center, set from near to far the other way around. If my desire may gain its end in this most wonderful temple of angels, love and light on fire its only bounds, then I must hear it all about the reasons that the pattern and its copy do not follow the same plan, since by myself I strive to understand without result." My lady then began, "Nothing to wonder at, that such a knot defies your fingers, since it has grown hard from being left alone." She went on, "What I tell you about next in this regard, you should take, if you would be satisfied, as whetstone for your wit. Material spheres are large and small, according to the tide of virtue, as it spreads out and inheres through all their parts. An excellence more great makes greater blessedness, which in its turn must take a greater body if the state of all its parts, just look and you will learn, is equal in perfection. Thus we see that this sphere, swept along with all the rest of what exists, responds in symmetry at all points to the circle that loves best and knows most. So if you apply your gauge, not to the seeming, but the virtue of the spirits that you still think at this stage are circles, you will see how, here above, each heaven marvelously corresponds with its intelligence, the small with less, the great with more, united by their bonds. Just as the air is cleared of all distress, its vault serene and shining, by the breeze from the northeast, as Boreas puffs his cheek most mild, and yet the thickest fog with ease, he thins and drives away its grip grown weak, until the blue sky smiles on us again with all its lovely pageant. So it was with me, through what my lady granted then. In heaven a star shone, and all because her answer clear, the truth was plain. And when she paused in speech, The circle sparkled just as boiling iron sparkles, and each spark stayed with its fire. And at this point I must have recourse to the Persian patriarch of chess, who asked his king for pay in corn, 1 grain for the first square, 2 for the next, 4 for the third. A hill of seed was born from just 1 chessboard, and the king was vexed. But all that mighty number would not meet by many thousands this great multitude of lights. From choir to choir I heard the sweet hosanna sung to that fixed point, imbued with power that holds them there and always will, where they have always been. And she then said, aware that deep down I was wondering still, "The first 2 circles showed you the life led by seraphim and cherubim, held in their course by bonds of love, and therefore sped swiftly to all the likeness they can win to that point. By the measure that their view exalts them, they do so. Beyond these rings, the spirit circle that are known to you as thrones of sacred aspect. By 3 things, therefore, the primal triad is made whole. Know also that they all take great delight in how their vision pierces to the soul of truth, in which all minds enjoy the right to find rest. And from this it may be seen that blessedness comes from the power of sight and not of love which follows. Here I mean that merit, which goodwill and grace beget, measures their vision. That's the process, grade by grade. The 2nd triad to be set and flower in the spring, which has been made eternal, with no ram at night to serve autumn and winter, sings without a pause hosanna, as 3 ranks pursue their curve in bliss and form the triad. By the laws of hierarchy the next orders come. First the dominions, then the virtues, then the powers. Next to last in this great sum of circles, 3 times 3, 1 less than 10, and each one by the next in girth surpassed, the principalities revolve, ringed round by the archangels, and not least but last, the angels play their games on holy ground of open sky. And all the orders gaze above, and so prevail below, that all draw and are drawn to God. In early days, when Paul still lived, I'm sure you will recall, his convert Dionysius worked out the plan in every detail, large and small, with zeal presaging what I've talked about, though later Gregory thought otherwise. And when he got here, he was forced to smile at what he'd said by that which met his eyes. But if one mortal saw it well the while he was on earth, there's no cause for surprise, for Paul had told him of it. Paul was here before his death, and saw all this and more of heaven's truth, so he knew how to steer the mind of Dionysius to shore across the sea of doubt. Now what Paul knew, while he yet breathed, is known again by you.